Hello, everyone. This is Krista with episode number 74 on the Wag Out Loud podcast. Did you know that citronella sprays repel most dogs without actually harming them? And this would be a great product to carry on walks with your dog, just in case you come upon a loose or aggressive dog. Welcome to the Wag Out Loud podcast, where we are obsessed with bringing you helpful tips on canine healthcare, nutrition, and overall well-being. If you'd like to support the show, check out the amazing online events, products, and resources that I personally recommend on the Wag Out Loud website. I'm your host, Krista, and I'm super excited to be bringing you yet another tail wagging episode. I want to thank our friends at Bow Wow Labs for sponsoring this episode. For all of your dog's nutritional treat needs, check out bowwowlabs.com. Bow Wow Labs is the maker of the Bully Buddy, a safety device designed to grip firmly to the end of a bully stick that keeps your dog from choking while they enjoy their favorite treat. My dog Winston has one, and it's a fantastic invention. They also recently launched their new line of Waggy Wafers treats. Nutritious and delicious, they come in three different flavors with your dog's holistic health in mind. Go to bowwowlabs.com, and as a Wag Out Loud listener, you can use code WOL5 at checkout and get 5% off of your purchase. Hi there, dog lovers. Welcome to another great show. Today's guest, Lisa Iyett, is the owner and creator of Solely Raw. Lisa started home preparing a raw diet for one very special bulldog with chronic food-related illnesses, and after seeing the success in her own dog, she quickly realized this was something that all dogs and cats needed, and from there, Solely Raw was born back in 2009. It's family-owned and operated for over 10 years, and Solely Raw now hand makes and processes over 60 products for both dogs and cats using the highest quality ingredients available on the market. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Krista. Thank you for having me.
This is exciting. We are going to be talking.
I know.
raw feeding overwhelm. Yes, raw chat. Lisa, people are overwhelmed, especially when they hear about raw feeding. They think, oh my gosh, it takes so much. I don't know how to combine the foods, making sure it's complete and balanced. Why don't we start first with what you were feeding your little bulldog before you switched to raw?
Okay, so I started out much like all of us did back in the day. You know, we would go to the pet store, what is the best food you have, etc. Part of the problem, besides the food wasn't necessarily agreeing with him, he didn't much care for the processed food. So I struggled on a few different levels and continued to buy one brand. There wasn't even one I stuck with because he would eat it twice and then it sort of was banished to the back of the pantry. And a lot of the issues that I had, they were skin related. They were digestion related. And all of these things people kept telling me, my vet specifically, switch the food. Well, I kept switching the food, but I was switching from one processed brand to another processed brand to another processed brand. So I was really just perpetuating the problems, but I wasn't aware that there was an alternative. So one night I remember, now this dog shed incessantly. He had this horrible smell. I bathed him with a specific shampoo that was okay to bathe him with 3 to 4 times a week to try and quell some of the infections he would have. And, you know, he was on various medications. He would get a cortisone shot. And I remember at 2 o'clock in the morning, he is sitting there scratching and couldn't get any relief. And I was devastated. I was heartbroken. I had tears in my eyes. And I thought, I failed him. And I think that I've ruined his system. So it just came to me. I said, you know, all of the research I had done to try and find something else at that time, there wasn't that much available back in, you know, 2008. I thought, I'm just going to rebuild him from the inside out. Like the $6 million man is actually what came to mind. And if you're older, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my vet the next day And I said, I'm going to take him off all of these medications and I'm going to switch him to raw. And she said, you let me know how it goes. And we didn't go back for 3 months. And I only brought him back to show her the difference. I mean, it was a matter of 5 days that all of the symptoms that I had been battling with for almost 2 years were gone. I mean, it was crazy. So I became that person that was like, oh my gosh, how are we all not feeding raw food?
Uh-huh.
And I had to just, I got so involved with the research and doing it right. And she gave me one of her books from vet school to help me in my journey, because I really wanted to do the best thing for his body. And it was going so well, but I thought, you know, some of these pre-made commercial brands, they have more added things that I might want. I just want to really simplify it. So that's how I started making my own. And it was, again, such a wonderful adventure to watch this dog go kind of from zero to hero, because he's just struggled. And it was hard on me. And we all know this. We want our animals to be living their best life. And again, the transformation in such a short period of time is why I'm here today.
So how long after that did you actually start the company?
Well, this is funny. I remember a little anecdote here. I was at a friend's house and I always brought him everywhere. He was a bulldog, so he felt like he was human, not dog. And so we went to a party and everyone kept commenting on him. Why does your dog look so good? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, why is he so soft? Why is he so this? I said, I don't know. They said, what do you give him? I said, I don't know. I make his food. And they said, well, can you make my dog's food? I said, sure. That's how it started. And that was at a barbecue one afternoon in probably 2008. I started to make food for other people because they saw the difference in my dog and they wanted to be a part of it. So I started making out of a garage on the weekends because I had a job, you know, so I would do this on the weekends and do all of my research. And it was just so much fun to get started and find all of these wonderful things I could feed him. Again, I can't explain how much fun it was to me to watch this dog really thrive after his few years that I'd had him suffer.
Okay. So for those that are overwhelmed, because you talk to people that go way to the extremes of the feeding the primordial or the prey diet, which if people don't know what that is, it's fed as whole carcasses, hair, eyes, feathers, all still intact, so that they're getting the muscle meat, the organs, bones. So you have that. But people don't have to go to that extreme to feed raw. So what do you suggest?
You know, that is definitely something that happens. And a lot of people that do that, they may have a lot more time on their hands, resources, etc. But for most of us that are modern pet parents, we have jobs, we have homes, we have kids. We can't just go and find something outside and throw it in the backyard or the house and hope that, you know, everything is going to work out.
Right.
I always suggest for people, decide your level of commitment. And there's no right answer to this. Meaning, if you have a busy schedule, a busy life, and a commercial brand would be easiest for you to go pick it up, I applaud that. You know, go and find a commercial brand that's local and something that you feel that you get behind what you're looking for. And what you're looking for, that prey model is going back to making sure the percentages are what a entire prey would be. So, for example, let's say a duck. Let's use ducks today because I love ducks. So you're talking about your 80% muscle meat, 10% bone, and then your 10% organ, 5% liver, and then you want to add a secreting organ. And in most cases, people are comfortable with that. A lot of other brands use a vegetation mix, and that's fine too. But that is not going to be your focus. So that being said, make sure you're focusing on the things that work for a simple animal, and their DNA is still very simplistic. They don't have a flat tooth in their head. They cannot move their jaws side to side. Focus on the dog or cat that you're feeding and realize what they can and can't process and use to their best advantage. And there's other people that will come back to me and say, hey, I want to do it myself. What do you recommend? So there's a lot of different companies that will help you out in your area. Do a little research. And I don't think that the internet is bad, but taking a suggestion from somebody on some of these chat rooms may not be your best plan of attack. I would definitely contact the admin. So all of the raw feeding groups, wherever you're located, try and find some information out from them on how they recommend you transition and do it yourself. So there are a lot of options. They'll also give you numbers for co-ops or places to purchase in bulk if you do choose to do it yourself. So there's some options either way. But as far as being overwhelming, I tell people don't get the Instagram bull envy. They all look very lovely, but we may not have time to spend 2 hours a day to make dog meals.
Right.
There's people out there that can help you streamline it. And still keeping everything fundamentally intact, which is what you need to feed your dog a raw diet.
And that's where you come in. You do all the work and the hard research. You do truly make all of your products by hand. Talk about the air-dried treats and the salmon that you cut this morning.
I did. You know, so getting back to the bulldog, I'll be brief about this, but I've never fed treats because they kind of eat everything. So, you know, you don't really have to do any treat things to get them to whatever you want them to do. They just kind of do it. But at any rate, so I had people that continued to ask me for treats. And I said, we're not going to make these treats because I felt like you always had to cook it and you were going to do something that went against what we were, you know, the core value of our company, which was a raw company, which is keeping all the nutritional value inherent in the meat viable when you feed it to your animals. So I started to do some research on, and actually, this is interesting. A lot of the information I got as I pulled research from years ago before commercial products were even available, I wanted to get back to how these dogs were living these long lives and not suffering from the conditions that we have nowadays. So I went really old school. I had my mom find me library books and pulled all of these old school books on food and dog health and what they used to do. From there, I was able to create a complete air-dried method, which means there is only air circulated in there. We're removing the moisture to below 8%. There is no need to add preservatives, and it has a shelf life of over 2 years. That's the longest they've ever been somewhere where someone's found them and said, oh, I can still feed these. So that's what I know. But what we do is we slice these, we hand slice everything. They go into this makeshift tent that I created that just honestly blows air and removes the moisture. And sometimes fish more moisture. So that takes a little bit longer. Dehumidifiers help because they remove the moisture in a quicker rate than if we're just using the fans. It's been so amazing to see the difference when people say, oh, my dogs don't like this treat, or some people use them, myself included. Sometimes we need something that still has all the nutrition of a midday meal or something. We don't want you to, you know, ever use that in place of a meal. But I do use it because I know that I'm still getting all of the nutrient value of this protein in a treat. And sometimes that's all my dogs want to eat. They just want a little snack. And so I started making all of these things. I slice it by hand. I source, you know, free range, grass fed and finished. The sockeye salmon is amazing. And hand slicing it and seeing all these different cuts in it and just making sure that we are providing you something that, as I was telling you, Krista, it's not something we would eat for dinner. It's something you would actually serve a guest. It's pretty good stuff. They are eating better than me. Absolutely.
That's what I think too. Winston loves all of the air-dried treats. I mean, his eyes just get huge as saucers when one of those bags come out. And I feel good knowing, you know, to your point, that the process you're using is different and it's not high heat or adding chemicals or preservatives. It is the real deal. And all the nutrients still intact. So thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, we love it.
Is there a way to feed a complete and balanced raw diet on a budget?
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people that contact me especially where they're located, I always try to help them out. Getting back to what I originally said, what is the interest level and what's your time commitment? If you have the time and the availability to do it yourself, you can get these different, all of the different components of your diet and make it very easy for yourself and reasonable. Now, if you don't have the time, you want to go to your store, a local store. You know, shipping is great, but when any raw frozen product, you're going to get a shipping cost because it's not like just a regular shipment. So we have to spend extra money to make sure it gets there timely and gets there frozen and there's not a problem. So sometimes if you're spending money on shipping, you're adding that to your cost per pound for your animals. Mm-hmm. So, and also if you do a pre-made, you know, when you do a pre-made, you know that everyone's already done the work for you. That being said, they've gone in and they've put everything in that pre-made meal and you know that what you're feeding is exactly what you should be feeding. But also feel comfortable to take some liberties and say, hey, but I just read this book or I was on a room and this is what they also add next, or they add this particular muscle meat or they add a little extra organ meat. Those things are all fine to do. You can certainly contact any of your local co-ops. You can also contact local groups. Even the nationwide groups online, they will provide you. Primal Pooch is one of them. SoCal Raw Feeders. She also does, Amy Granillo, she runs that. She also does formulations for specific needs for puppies, or if you want to do it yourself and you want somebody to put the diet together for you. Those are wonderful resources, but they will also give you a list of local stores where you can go shop for these ingredients that they're suggesting you use. And that has really been so helpful for a lot of people that are on a budget and they're feeding some people are feeding 10 dogs. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And you recommend doing that as opposed to just going to your local grocery store and buying raw meat from there. Correct.
I think it's fine to go to the local grocery store. But what happens sometimes at a local grocery store, you can't find organ meat. And that's a huge component is organ meat. And not every store is going to have it. So why they will direct you or fish, mm-hmm. local, fresh, frozen, that's not a cooked sardine or something that's not been processed. That is why we kind of recommend you go with the raw feeding. They've vetted out all of the local stores and they can, whatever you're looking for. See, most people that get there, they've already done a lot of research. They know what they're looking for. But if you just want a basic diet, they can certainly help you. I think going to the grocery store, I send a lot of people to the grocery store. They don't, they want to take a picture when they get there and they're like, is this right? I'm like, yes, good. As long as it's passed as fit and edible for human consumption, you know it's been processed in a USDA facility. That means somebody's watching over to make sure everything that they're eating is something you would eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's number one in my opinion.
Best, if you had unlimited funds, would be, to your point, the grass-fed and finished organic meats.
Yes, free-range, grass-fed and finished, but also I tell people, you know, my dogs don't eat our organic chicken blend. You know why? I don't always buy organic chicken. I just buy chicken that I know that's free range mm-hmm. and it's been processed in this facility. And I know that they're fed this particular diet, but certified organic is a little bit pricier, but it, you know, we make that specifically for people that are looking for that. And that's how they do everything in their diet is has to be certified USDA, you know, organic.
Right.
But there's other meats and there's other products you can get just as you would feed yourself or your family that your animals are fine to eat. As long as it's, you know, you want no hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids, et cetera. Free range is your jam. And just because it does a lot for the meat to be in that type of environment. Commercially fed beef or anything that is meant to be a grass fed, you know, animal.
Right.
That's kind of why you want to, just like you want to feed the dog or the cat specifically how they were meant to eat, we want what we feed them to be fed what they were meant to eat. A lot of grain commercial diets is something that's aberrant for their system. So that's why you have a lot of inflammation and product problems with the cattle, if you will, eating a grain diet. They're not meant to eat that. They're meant to eat grass-fed. But you can find grass-fed and finished if you buy a different cut of meat. I tell people, tougher cuts of meat, the dogs don't complain. It's people that don't necessarily want it. You know, where we want a ribeye, we want a filet mignon, we want this cut of meat. The dogs don't care if it's a chuck roast that's tough and it has a nice, beautiful fat marbled in it, but it's grass-fed.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent choices. Some people want to do the extra effort and go and find these products, and others, they, you know, want to find a comparable product in their pet store, and you can, absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense. Why do you have single protein products?
For us, we originally started doing a, well, again, many years ago, we did a whole diet that was, you know, we added our 5%, you know, plant matter, fruits and vegetables. We added fish. We did a complete and balanced diet for all of our blends. And what happened is the more that we got popular, and a lot of vets directed their clients to us that couldn't have these certain items. So they always asked, can we remove this? Can we remove that? Because their dogs cannot have certain things. They have a sensitivity, if you will, mm-hmm. to a certain food. So we started making ours. We really streamlined and did single protein across the board, because from that point, they can build. So we're prey model raw. I feed prey model raw. Personally, there's nothing wrong with feeding the species appropriate raw with your plant matter. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but that's just my personal way of feeding. So I started to do the single protein because we have, again, a lot of animals that are reactive to certain items. So the more you would add to it, the more that they would have a problem with. It could be just one very small ingredient in the blend. And we didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken everything from single ingredient foods. Now we probably have 14. Actually, there's a couple that we blend, beef and green tripe, which again, that's all still beef. And then our pork and rabbit, that was a blend I created for Kush, my little bulldog, because as he got older, he couldn't handle a lot of proteins, but he did really well on cooling. And the neutral pork was great to add to the rabbit, because there's just not enough fat in rabbit to be an excellent diet for most animals. So we started just really streamlining. At that point, people can take our blends and they can feed them straight if they'd like, or they can go ahead and add it, you know, anything that they're, that they've decided is important for them, or some supplements. And we do have that. We have a lot of cats now as well. So we really do have people that are thrilled that they can just get things that are single protein or a limited ingredient, like hardcore. I've had people say, well, what's in it? I said, well, here's the ingredient list. They said, no, what else is in it? I said, no, that's it. They said, you're kidding, right? I said, well, no. Do they say that this is their ingredients? They said, yes, they do it all the time. We're just waiting for your list. I said, oh, no, that's it. It's like five things.
Right. That's great.
And we sell all sorts of add-ons, if you will, from raw goat's milk to our bone broth. You know, our bone broth, we have 9 varieties. If you want to stay with the suite of a protein that works best for your animal, we make sure that we have everything that complements it. And, you know, whole fish, we like everything in a whole food source. Supplements, it's not that they're bad. We're not disparaging them. It's just that they're getting back to how simple their bodies are. They do so well on something that's not been processed whatsoever. So we always suggest everything that we do to add or complement their raw diet is in a whole food source.
Love it. And how do you get recommended from vets? I mean, at least conventional vets, a lot of them do not believe in the raw food diet. So how have you swayed them?
I know. No, I haven't. You know, some of them I haven't even met, and their clients come in and they say, my vet referred me. And I said, who's your vet? And I say the few that I work with, Dr. Katie Kangas. Mm-hmm. You know her. She's amazing.
Love her.
Holistic vets. I've always gone to holistic vets, but sometimes they find us because we're local. And, or again, some of them I haven't met, but they said, this person is doing a good diet. You know, go and see them and let them hook you up. And I'm just so grateful and so happy that to see that vets are suggesting or recommending that they try a different diet. As you said, it's just not heard of.
Yep.
Most people are raw feeders, or, you know, struggling with the fact that they go to the vet and the vet is not welcoming whatsoever to hear what they're eating. And that's a struggle for me, because in some cases I feel like as soon as they hear that they're fed a raw diet, they stop looking for what's wrong with the animal. And that's what is disappointing to me, only is because I'd like them to try to get to the root of the issue in most cases, or in all cases, versus something we're not familiar with, we're not comfortable with, we don't like it. It's got to be the raw food. What's wrong with your dog or cat? So I think that's what a lot of raw feeders, their vets don't high five us and say, oh, go feed raw. No, they're not doing that.
Well, they don't have an integrated practice. And that's, you know, it's been said on the show so many times that to treat the whole dog, that you have to look at diet first. And it's so true.
I agree.
Lisa, we are running out of time. So I want to share with the listeners the gift that you are giving. Well, hello, dog barking.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You know, I've got a house full over here.
And you're on the right show. Lisa, we want to thank you. For anybody that wants to try out any of Lisa's products and find more, she is offering a 10% discount off of your first order. So if you just go to her website, which is solelyraw.com, that's SOULYRAW.com, use the code WOL10 for 10% off of your order. And if nothing else, again, the air-dried treats I have not found anywhere else. Highest quality, and your dog will go absolutely bananas for these amazing treats. All different proteins, proteins you don't see anywhere else. I've just taken over, Lisa. I was going to ask, how can people find out more about you?
Oh, you know what? And what I was also going to say, you guys feel, even if you're not in a state that we deliver to and you all have questions or want to find out some of the people I refer to in your area, please email us at eat@solelyraw.com, and we will help you. Again, we want you to spend more money on feeding your animals than shipping, but we are happy to give our advice, give our suggestions, give anything we can do to help you. And again, the other websites that I named, books, anything they need, we will give our recommendations. We have them on the site, but if anybody has anything specific, we're happy to help.
Lisa, thank you. And thanks for going above and beyond and making lives better for dogs everywhere. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm kind of getting a little choked up. Thanks, Krista. I do. I care so much. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Wag Out Loud podcast. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe for free. And we'd love to hear your comments. You can find out more by visiting wagoutloud.com, and there you'll find great product recommendations, amazing online events, and fantastic resources. That's also where to visit our Bark About It page, where you can suggest topics, guests, or products. Be advised that this show offers health and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You are encouraged to do your own research and should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace, professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your dog's health, you should always consult with a veterinarian or a nutrition expert. Have a tail wagging day. Catch you next time.